John.
The KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And our guest this morning, Discover Kalispell Chamber CEO Lorraine Clarno.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning to you. I don't think I can come close to being as entertaining as that last segment right there.
Well, yeah, well, guy had his day in court.
My goodness.
Oh, boy. Oh, we're going to unwind here, right?
We sure are. You know, there's nothing like a wonderful stop by our beautiful Flathead Lake at the Harbor Grill tonight. We're really looking forward to getting down there. I understand the clouds are going to part and it's going to be a beautiful evening. So come on down, do some relationship building and networking. We'd love to have you. It's 5 to 6:30.
Fantastic. That's 5 to 6:30 tonight at the Harbor Grill.
That's correct.
Oh, boy. All right. Sounds good. Lemonade Day. Bring us up to date on that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. That has to be one of my favorite programs that we run. That is our youth entrepreneurial program, where we teach kids from the littlest ages of 3 and 4 years old to, I believe, 8 years old, how to start, run, and manage a business. And Lemonade Day for the Flathead Valley this year is June 22nd. Registration opens on our website by this Friday, and we look forward to seeing hundreds of those stands all across the county, not just on the 22nd. Most of the kiddos decide to keep their businesses going for a bit on those hot summer days. So it's a wonderful program. You really get to engage the whole family and friends. You can take it as far as you want to go with it, but those students learn how to set everything up from scratch and get involved in marketing and personnel management, which tends to be their, surprisingly so, but not so much favorite thing to do. Sometimes those little brothers and sisters aren't doing what they're supposed to do on the job. It's a fantastic, program, and we invite all the kiddos in the valley to really jump into this. It's a great learning experience. And as I say, a great family bonding experience, too, because as you can well imagine, mom and dad tend to help out, so do grandma and grandpas, and it's just a really fun and very educational program. And it's teaching our kids about creating jobs as opposed to taking jobs. So I really encourage everybody to look into that if you have kiddos in those early years.
How about the Growth Summit?
Growth Summit is coming up May 2nd, and this is our fourth. We're really capitalizing on the energy of last year's and diving in with 12 trained community leaders to facilitate some conversations and really drive a bit of vision and projecting of what we want Kalispell to be, and celebrate our assets and our amazing community while also not being afraid to tackle some of the more challenging conversations. So, this is the event where certain chamber initiatives have grown from, like our child care initiative, our housing, our workforce partnership with School District 5 and work-based learning. So we want to hear from our members where their priorities lie, and start building out and getting the growth and the community we want to see for the future of Kalispell and the Flathead.
Speaking of growth, I know that you do a lot of research at the Chamber and gather a lot of information. What are you finding out about the growth situation here in Kalispell? Are we going to continue to grow at the rate we've been growing?
Well, certainly not the rates we saw in 21-22, thankfully. You know, that was hopefully a real blip in time. It was unsustainable growth, and it created a lot of the challenges that we see we're facing today. So my research, my conversations with much smarter people than I, business leadership and Dr. Pat Barkey from the U of M and BBER, say yes, we are going to continue to grow, but at a much more mellow pace, more normal, more sustainable of around 3%. So that's something we look forward to, and we're really taking this pause in growth to add tools to our toolbox so that we can be ready for that next next surge in growth. But, you know, God forbid we see that same level that we experienced, because it will mean something not good has happened, right?
Yeah.
That we can all point to what generated that massive growth in our valley with all of the pandemic and what went on there. So, you know, slow and steady growth is the healthy growth that we want to drive and see, and that's what we're committed to making happen.
Yeah, at some point, the housing situation is going to catch up with that growth, and things will mellow out, I guess.
That is the plan. Supply and demand does work, and we know we have a lot of multifamily housing coming online, and it is easing the situation. It's still expensive, but, you know, I was listening to our podcast, which I'd encourage everybody, if you haven't been listening to Venture Boldly, you can really meet some neat people. This episode that just dropped yesterday is Bill Moseley, the CEO of GL Solutions. And he really talks about that. He moved from Bend, Oregon with his company in 2022, I believe, 21-22. And he gives some pretty darn interesting information and reflection on housing and the hows and the whys it got where it is and how he sees it's going to be correcting. So Venture Boldly, it's our 30th podcast, and Bill really hits it out of the park.
All right.
Now, there's a number that we keep seeing again and again here, and it's 120. What's that all about, Lorraine?
Oh, believe it or not, the Discover Kalispell Chamber of Commerce is turning 120 years old this year. 2024 marks a pretty historic year for us. So we are in the process of building out a really fun community campaign to celebrate, culminating at our grand event in November. But we're going to start building out 120 days of celebrating what we love and cherish about our community and really highlight our assets and the positive things that are happening. This community is truly magical. It brings the best of the best in terms of people and beauty and assets to the table. So we want to really celebrate who we are and what we do as a community. So that'll begin in July. We're going to be doing something every day for 120 days prior to the grand event, November 7th. And we hope the community will join us in really celebrating all the magical and wonderful things about our community.
So when does the 120 days start?
Oh, my God. I should have known this. I know it's July, John. I know it's July.
Yeah.
But backing up from November 7th.
July 17th.
Now, are we, the 120 days, we're going to count weekends, too?
That's a really good question. I'm going to have to ask my marketing wizard.
Yeah.
Knowing Peyton, we'll probably see things on the weekend. So,
okay.
It'll be a fun opportunity.
It just sounds like a wonderful celebration, and that's a lot to celebrate. Chambers of Commerce, 120 years old.
Since 1904, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Something.
Good math.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, you know, walk up and down Main Street and you'll take a look at the dates on the buildings, particularly
yeah.
in the center
right.
of Main Street. You're going to find that we're talking about 1903, 1904.
I've noticed that in old pictures, you know, early yeah. automobiles and
mm-hmm.
the like.
Yeah, but you walk them down, you
right.
just take a look at the dates on the buildings. It's proudly displayed.
Right.
And
I know the Northwest Museum, History Museum, is celebrating a huge landmark as the oldest building in the city of Kalispell this year. So that's going to be a fun asset that we can certainly partner with to celebrate.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, Lorraine, thank you so much. You guys just do so much for the community, and we do appreciate all of it, even the stuff we don't understand.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share our story, and I will look forward to talking with you in May.
You got
it. Thank you, Lorraine.